type instead, apparently, that did get a lot of cause and discovery at this point. And, well, his question is whether you wanted to announce it, I don't think you should, and I think you should. In that community, unless you want to present it. You should. Statement will be the announcement. But what does it have to be announced? I'd have to do it pretty quickly. The people will know it. The other thing is what we can do. Statement didn't, were any plans made or, yep, for a statement or an answer? No. And I haven't talked to Mitchell, and John may know, so John's been on top of that, to a greater degree, probably than Dick has. It kind of depends what, how far you want to go, or what, do the normal stuff, but then, go with the hero. I just gotta know what the situation is, and, you wanna talk to Mitchell? Yeah, I've got, but I can't get tied up in this right now.
Right.
Okay, so, I can just know about it.
Well, okay, let me get as much together as
yeah.
I can.
And, you would like the statement to be extremely brief, of course.
Right,
extremely brief. Somebody's got the brains to write out a good statement.
Right, sure.
Right, I Canada, maybe, if it's somebody I really like to, or, you know, I don't know what, or what, you know.
I would do it as a brief statement, then let me get a package together of what they feel now we ought to
lower the flag
and say,
order all flags for 3 days.
All right.
Immediately. Order that number immediately. I see the flags. Before I know. Goddamn press.
Well, you get the dope and call me back, will you? As soon as you get it from Mitchell, maybe it just has to be announced.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure they're gonna their goddamn is to keep it ambivalent enough to keep us on Australia.
Probably.
And yet not given.
Well, the thing I, you see the memo I wrote, Catherine, if that's in fact the impact of the cure, absolutely. I deliver very, very rough, because I know we've got to have a decision on what to do. I just restudied this situation, Isabella. For the, as far as the report yesterday is concerned, except for quantity, but fit in, and also you can predict it from in here that you've been in troubles.
Yes, sir.
What the hell is trouble there, Al? Was that bad command also over?
It's a bad regiment. It's the third regiment of the 22nd Army. It's all the way up in the Highlands. And it is not very good, but that's a boar's nest. It always has been. It's the least pacified.
So that's an area of trajectory where I think you had mentioned it been there. Now, what is the situation this morning? Anything new?
Yes, sir. We've gotten some additional information. I have a memo here, but basically, in Quantry, what happened was a case of first class rattle ass by the third army commander. He just collapsed.
Flat?
No, not the corps commander, but the division commander of the third army division. There was a rumor while they were under attack that there was a massive force coming in of tanks and infantry in the southwest corner of the city. And he just bugged. Now, most of the units are in good shape. And they
got out. So it's not as bad as the papers indicated.
Not anywhere near. The 147.
Papers showed that they did get out pretty well. That's good. That is good.
And they're fighting. They're fighting their way back. They're in contact. They're using air.
Are we finally getting some air on these sons of bitches out or not?
Well,
I see it here. You know, Army David's report, and I'm really confused. The U.S. Air Force continues to be tremendous. It is very heavy. What the hell is it hurting?
Here's an indication. We got news out this morning that there are 22,000 wounded in the pipeline in Laos heading back to North Vietnam, and many more to come. That was the interchange. Christ, if we're talking 22,000 wounded, are already back.
But the wounded, you figure about 10,000 dead.
Oh, I could say yes, at least that. And this is, if they're already that far back in the system, we're just talking about the first few days, the first week of this operation.
You see, if you read Abrams' things, I read it last night very closely, it's very impressive. He obviously wrote this, I could see, when he was pretty impressed. Gather that.
Very much so.
He starts right off with the idea that the situation is changing and so forth. He's an honest man. But he says there is dissension among unit commanders, well, and this one based on through fear, intimidation, and brutality. Don't the Americans know how to train people with a little fear? How do we train people? I mean, are our individuals, as a reason, are we just training them too much like them? Are they just soft out? What is the situation? I don't know. I'm asking. I just wonder. This is the whole test of the American training program. Are American trained soldiers poorer than communist trained soldiers? That's what we're reading about, don't we?
That's absolutely true. It's been especially bad because certain areas, and it's got an eye for it. Our view has been, let them learn.
Yeah.
That's what we call, what I call the distortion of the Nixon doctrine.
Yeah.
And that's what we've seen in Cambodia in the last few years, where our goddamn people in the field believe that they've got to learn the hard way. And if we advise too strenuously or boot ass, we're then making them too dependent on this situation. And it's just the opposite.
It's like the discipline in our armed services today. I mean, poor dad, Admiral Stonewall, and so forth, practically ruins the Navy by having no discipline. You've got to have discipline. You've got to keep people mad. Well, okay. But anyway, that the news from that part is not as bad as this. And what else is new? What about the 22,000 wounded? That's pretty good.
Yes,
what about the airstrikes? I asked you, man. What about the
Well, yesterday, they had record airstrikes, so 1,200 attack air sorties, 73 armlets. And they had over 421 MR-1 alone.
So that's gotta be doing some good.
I know it's doing good.
Because of the 22,000. In other words, they've got their hellish problems right now, too.
And in a way, I feel better that they collapsed in Quan Tri, who poor leadership rather than having been overwhelmed by any power. But facts of the matter are, I think they're gonna come out, if the command and control just totally collapsed, and if the leader of that outfit bugged out. Now, that's a frightening thing, and, but in a sense, it's, it means that the defensive way can be considerably stronger than I thought. Because it isn't a case of massive enemy power, it's a case of will. We've got a hell of a command in way, and we have to be the one that Kelly would say is the only reliable commander, short of the four-court command.
Glad.
No, it's John Poole.
But Woody has a good commander. You think they'll have a hell of a fight there, then?
I think we have a very good chance now of holding way, because we've got the Marines back in good shape, the 20th Tank Battalion, the 57th Regiment, the 5th Ranger
Group. Al, is the 48th the big tank?
Yes, sir.
How in the hell did we lose 60 out of the 62 free tanks? How could we have done that?
Well, we lost, they have 17 left. And this morning, the report is they're withdrawing the 17 tanks, the 20 tank attack.
It says here, M48 tank, 68 authorized, on hand, 9, current loss of 65.
Well, I think that's wrong, because the latest report...
How could we have lost so many? I just don't know. Aren't those big tanks up to fighting the other big tank? Do they get captured or what? What in the hell happened?
No, I think these tanks have fought well, and they've been in tank-to-tank battles with the big T-54.
And we've lost some of them, and they have beaten some of those. Incidentally, have they carried out my order to fly in some tanks from Western Europe? Now, you've got 4,000 tanks in Western Europe, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
48s. What have they done about it? Now, that loss should be made up immediately.
They
fly them in. Don't send them by walk slow. Can they fly tanks? They're too big.
Now they have tanks in Okinawa. They've got plenty of tanks in Okinawa, and they're moving them to Saigon now. The problem is the goddamn crews.
The crews are in fire. Well, I thought maybe the crews were saying that.
So they.
We're doing our best, though, to reinforce the tanks.
Right. We also yesterday sent over a. Very effective missile that we fired from a helicopter that we just developed.
The five tanks?
That knocks tanks out. And they sent a team over to test them. The guy that came back said that, boy, they're really effective. So they flew a team over yesterday. So
these are vehicles that we use, but they are not by Americans.
Armored and Americans.
Americans be flying those things.
And helicopters.
We'll lose some.
But they've got
it's worth the cost. We've got to do it. Everything's got to go in now.
So now in the MR2, the fight for Compton is starting to shape up. And
what happened to the report that Henry had that the enemy was on a slough off for a day? That did not develop. Remember, Henry said the report indicated that they were going to have not a stand down, but a sort of pause. What's happened, is that right?
I haven't seen it, so.
Pure damn bullshit. I told him at the time, I said, hey, there's got to be put out by them to suck you along.
Well, I think we're having 2 days now to get set right.
Now, what about Contra? What do you think? You agree with this report that's going to go pretty soon?
Yes, sir. Right.
How soon?
I'd say within the next 24, 48 hours.
Can it be done with grace? In other words, can they pull the hell out of there, or what is the situation?
Well, in a sense, if they're totally surrounded, they usually do better. Which is an awful thing to say, but these guys will fight if they have no place to go.
So you think maybe they ought to stay there?
Well, I think they have to. If they start moving now, they'll go down on the road and be cut up. And they've got enough people to hold and make that thing
in continent. Well, that may last longer than 48 hours. You never know.
Oh, the fight will last. Yes, sir. I thought the attack itself will start.
Oh, you think they'll hold Contra? You don't think they're going to lose it in 48 hours?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. We've got plenty of there.
We're hitting that hard, aren't we? It isn't worth saving either, though, too much is the contract.
It's not a vital.
All right, come down MR3.
Now, MR3, I think we broke from the bank, but I think we're going to see.
Perhaps it's my decision. Some of it from Saigon, that Saigon's right, but all the scare stories now.
No, I think Amos describes that action over in Paris Beach very well. He says that they killed wiped out 70% of the 271 regiment.
Of ours?
No, the enemy. And that attack doesn't look so threatening. Now, they've opened up MR1, or Route 1 in Cambodia, roughly half the way to Cambodia's half. I think we're going to hold MR3. And I quite frankly like for that.
Isn't that what it counts to? Isn't that really what counts as MR3? When you look at the country.
And for.
Well, of course, well, if their border is not seriously threatened, damn it, if they can hold MR3, the other two are less populated than this group.
We haven't any reason for a kind of panicky stuff.
That's what
Press was writing yesterday. That's totally sheer nonsense. If they continue to fight, and I think they will, it would be some time. At the rate they're going and the successes they're having now, this guy Hollingsworth has done some first time.
Yeah,
he's held landmark. He's got controls out 4 miles from the base today. No enemy. I think they're broken their back on that. Now there'll be some attacks on either flanks of Hancock down closer in the Saigon. There'll be high splash psychological attacks, but not immediately. Top areas are MR2 and MR1. I feel better about MR1 this morning because these units got out with their command and control and they're fighting their way back with air support. They strengthen that perimeter in a way, measurably.
That's good. Well, I'm just going to. The thing that runs through this for the Arabs, well, by confidence and so forth, that I understand. I do know, too, that the communists are experts at panicking and so forth. You see, Henry doesn't put the same stress that I do about on the need to hit the Haiphong Hanoi area. Let me tell you what the reason I have. I know Avery's against it because he wants to have all of his assets there, and I understand. It's an important reason. Now, you know, it is quite important. It's for domestic consideration. We don't need that on the United States. Henry totally fails to understand. And he says, well, we can't do it until we prove that we can negotiate. He doesn't understand. The fact that the communists invaded is why the American people support the Irish army. We pulled the gun and they definitely shipped on negotiation. They don't care. I mean, this Henry said that we just got off this very good news on salt. I don't know. No, it's at all. Nobody does a shit about salt. You realize that? They don't care. But I do. But when they see the enemy invading, American people support the use of air power against Hanoi Haiphong by 70%. But Battle Road, got to do it. That's the Belizean port. But not to be overlooked, they don't. Because speaking domestically, too, at least when you hit the sons of bitches there, that is the news for 2 or 3 days,
yep.
Rather than what the enemy's doing.
That's right.
You get the point?
Yes, sir.
Second point is, it has, and this, and I put it in the reverse order of importance, this is more important than the first, what I just mentioned, is it has a hell of an effect on the enemy. What bargaining position do we have when we're simply on the defensive in South Vietnam? Our bargaining position is infinitely greater when they know that we have a hell of a whip in the tail against their heartland right in the heart of North Vietnam. Third point is, this may be the most important, is the morale of the army. The army, with their troops being slaughtered at all points, if they hear that we're bombing Hanoi Haiphong again, makes them think that we're not just talking, but that we mean what we say. not, we just cannot continue to delay that. See, I wanted to do it today, and he couldn't do it.
Or tomorrow, as you were, he said, he didn't want to do it, because he wants Porter to walk out of the Paris talks and make a shit about the Paris talks. Nobody cares about the Paris talks, Alan. You don't, you see, you don't, well, having gone through all this, he's not had, had in front of him. But can they gin up that strike to go tomorrow, for example? Can they make some sort of a hit to Hanoi High Line?
I don't think, because we've got to watch him, because he wants to divide it up now.
He said, well, we'll go one, we'll put in 15 on 30, 50, 52s on Friday, and another 15 or 20 on Sunday. Now, you can't do it, because he asked him.
No,
we've got to hit him.
I'm sure you have. My view on it is, the worst thing we can do is a half-assed job. Because that's a demonstration of weakness. It makes them believe that they can take whatever you have to do up there and you, it's a self-defeating thing. So I think we ought to let them build up their strength, get cocked for, do very detailed and careful planning and execute it on Friday for 2 days. Anything less than 2 days is wrong.
The first day, idea is skipping a day. Right. You gotta go one day after another.
The first day they use to suppress flak primarily, and they'll use a third or two-thirds of their air effort to be sure they can get in the second day. And it's the second day when the damage is done. And that's exactly the way it works. That first strike was excellent, but it would have been even better had we had 2 days in. I think it should be Friday and Saturday. I think Abrams is going to have to be brutalized, and the way you do that is to tell him.
Tell him the reason.
It's going, and he, well, this is what Moore's done. I called Moore last night and said, you give the plan to execute order for Friday.
Would you mention to Moore the three reasons that I have mentioned? Yes, it's necessary, but listing them in the order part, I think that it's enormously important from the standpoint of the enemy so that we have a better bargaining position. It's important from the standpoint of our morale so that they know that the United States, that while they're taking a pounding, we're pounding the enemy. And I am the judge of this. It's enormously important from the standpoint of American public opinion. We've got to have some news out of there other than the dead news. So, I think it is the press should have been right in that story all the time. Of course, there's more reason for it now. But Jesus Christ, how many times can I say have we lost Long Tian, and how many times have we lost Nam Pen? You know?
But I'll tell you, sir, being as bad as it is, it isn't nearly as bad as it could have been.
Really?
They've had more
for
weeks. News and
wow.
The news is just not that tough. On CBS last night, they had one show of a little RF battalion getting decorated in a way, and that was before all crowd of how they fought.
And the news is playing as bad as it is.
No, sir. I don't think it is. And in fairness to Henry on this hokey pokey that's going on, these left-wing sons of bitches don't know what's going on. And they haven't really understood. They're afraid to.
Yeah.
And that's one benefit of the Paris hokey pokey and the salt. It does pay off. It doesn't pay off in Middle America because I think the people in Middle America want some goddamn action.
They just. Well, they touch you. You want some action?
You know that. But it...
Tell me, is Abrams losing his cool?
I'll tell you what we did last night.
I'm afraid he's just a little panicky. Understand, I want the truth, but I don't like to call getting, a little disturbed because of this or that. He's got to keep his perspective. Now, what about both boats out there? Has he lost become part of the Caravelle crowd, too? Well, he's pulled there to bring Buck up Abrams. What do you think's happening from the U.S.?
Well, we got a message from Bunker saying that they had Abrams and Bunker had sent you.
Yeah.
And climbed all over them about for our performance and just calling the work management today. The work management. Well, this was really a bad thing to do, quite frankly.
Of course it was.
So we sent a message to Bunker and told him, for Christ's sake, get back in and see. Totally behind him and will stay behind him.
And did you do that?
Yes, sir.
I've got absolute
that report this morning. You know, this he's had 2 years to worry about our papers. Goddamn it, now is the time to start giving lectures on how they should perform health genomes better than we do. That has to be done down on the ground. There are advantages, are we have to use their foot, their mouth, and everything else that they must do. These guys stand. And we don't hit too, especially with Henry and Paris talking about something he's suspicious of any now.
That's the currency thing too.
That's right.
We get
gave him one pothole and stopped. They think he stopped because of American pressure. He got Russian pressure. Fear of the sun.
That's what we've got to dispel.
We dispel that by hitting him right now.
Well, they're going to reach a plan on Wednesday after the West Ham compared to the
Beats. And the plan is for 2 days.
That's pretty long, yes, sir.
Friday and Saturday. Did it go Friday night? Did it go Thursday night? Does the strike start at night, Al, or? Well, of course, I don't know. What I'm getting at is.
It starts very early.
All right, okay, 5 or 1.